Utah lawmakers will be taking a hard look next year at how much water developers pledge for each new property. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
When developers plan projects, they're required to have a certain amount of water. Cities ultimately set those limits, but many of them look to the State Division of Drinking Water for guidance. Andrea Parrish studied the state standards for the Legislative Auditor General's Office.
We found that while the indoor source sizing requirement is too high, the outdoor requirement is too low.
Auditors say determining exactly what proper water requirement should be is impossible because utilities currently don't track the water used indoors separately from the water used outdoors. Ken Bousfield is director of the Drinking Water Division. He said the agency's top priority is making sure water always flows from the taps and for emergencies.
It would not do to say to the fire department, well, water's on back order. Could you schedule your fire at a different time?
Bousfield said his agency already has plans to collect more and better data, but it will require funding. State Senate President Wayne Niederhauser said smarter water use is essential as Utah's population doubles in the next few decades.
In order to accommodate that kind of growth, that per day use has to come down.
Legislators are asking no fewer than six committees to examine the issue next year. Judy Fays, KUER News.